We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show. Brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Slim Chickens at Stillwater for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. On Boomer Road here at Slim Chickens, stop by if you're in the area and talk Cowboy football with OSU head coach Mike Gundy. He'll be with us momentarily. And it's a joyous night tonight, coming off a win over number 23 Iowa State yesterday. Oklahoma State did some things to Iowa State that other teams have not done. Number one, they hit big plays for touchdowns. Iowa State had not given up a touchdown of more than 22 yards all year prior to yesterday, when the Cowboys hit him for TDs of 71, 50, and 65 yards. That's one thing. Another thing the Cowboys did was force three and outs. Iowa State was tied for the fewest number of offensive three and outs in college football entering the game yesterday. Only five in the first seven games. The Cowboys forced a three and out on the first series of the game, got another, not to mention the three interceptions in the fourth quarter. So there's something else that opponents had not done to Iowa State that Oklahoma State was able to do. So there were several of those themes that sort of occurred throughout the course of the game, and when it was all said and done, it was a 34-27 victory for the Pokes over the Cyclones. Now TCU, coming off a great win of its own, a 37-27 victory over Texas, in which they intercepted Sam Ellinger four times, they'll come to Stillwater with some renewed energy. Karsten Melton here with some thoughts on that. Our producer, Coach Gundy, will offer some thoughts on that in a bit as well. But at any rate, some kind of a rejuvenated TCU team. It's been up and down this year. A team that's gone back kind of to the old way of Gary Patterson style of play. That's been the case the past couple of years. Very heavy emphasis on the run, shortening the game. They're a very run-heavy football team. They have not recovered a fumble by an opponent yet, but they've intercepted nine passes. So a little bit of a different challenge for Oklahoma State this weekend. The weather looks, well, depends on how cold you like it. But I like it. I don't know if you do. 54 degrees, the forecast high for Saturday for a 2:30 kickoff with TCU. Given the fact that it's supposed to be like 43 on Tuesday and 45 on Wednesday and rain in Stillwater, I think probably at this point take the 54 and sunny and run with it and be happy, because it could be a lot worse. Yesterday in Ames, actually about that pretty comfortable for us. Of course, we're enclosed to some extent. The temperature is right around 50 degrees at game time when the Cowboys and Cyclones kicked off. Right now, the long-term forecast says 54 for a high on Saturday when the Cowboys take on TCU. And the odds makers, for what it's worth, have instilled Oklahoma State as an early 6.5-point favorite, which is interesting just for the sake of conversation. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, two ways you can get that to us. You can send it to us at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. It's kids' night on Sunday nights here at Slim Chickens. So we've got some youngsters here in the house. Ball player over to my right in full uniform. I think he just finished dinner, and now he's listening to the show. He might be looking for some tips. Coach Gundy was a good baseball player himself. Many of you may know he played on the Cowboy baseball team before he decided, well, I might be able to beat out Robin Ventura, and I think I probably could, but I believe I'll stick to football. So there you go. And the rest is history. Coach Gundy will be here, and we'll start our conversation with OSU's head coach when we return after this. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm-fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience, so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Pope fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement. Free to download at mercy.net/OSU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OSU guide and get back to living fully.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Got a nice crowd on hand here and games on. Patriots and Browns on one screen. World Series pregame on the other. So it's a great time to be a sports fan. College football, pro football, World Series. Coach Gundy's here. Great time to be a Cowboy fan after a nice win yesterday. Coach, congrats.
Well, thanks. I was really proud of our players, and I thought our coaches had really sound plans, and we were able to expose them in a way that they hadn't been this year in getting big plays. He allowed us to get the ball out in space, and, you know, the first one, Tylan makes an unbelievable play.
How does that rank among some that you've seen? I mean, you've had some guys do freakish things. That one pretty high?
Yeah, I mean, it's way up there. You know, he broke two tackles at the line of scrimmage and then another one just past the line of scrimmage. And then he stiff arms a guy that easily could have tackled him.
Yeah, two of them, I think, in the last 30 yards.
Yeah, knocked one guy completely down and then the other guy down on about the 6-yard line. And it was, I tell you, it was a pretty impressive play. I don't know that I've seen a guy single-handedly make a play like that in a long time.
Looked like Dez. That was the kind of stuff
right,
Dez
yeah,
did.
Or he's Blackman. So strong.
Yeah.
So that's right. And then Braden got loose on one that was well blocked. And, of course, he gets in the open field, and he's very, very fast. And then Chuba got loose on a short yardage, I think, and popped through. And then when he got in space, he was able to run away from him.
So. They didn't have a safety. They would look like it was
right.
Man zero,
yeah,
right?
They came on. They came down, yes. So, and then defensively, we forced him into some three and outs, got off the field a few times, in fact, to start the game. Started the game really well. I mean, they get the ball, and we hit them for a loss, and get the ball right back and start the thing the right way, kind of neutralize the crowd. And then the turnovers. He's had, three interceptions going into the game?
Maybe? Yeah, I think it was four for the year.
Three or four, and we had a number of interceptions, and so we had good schemes, and I thought that we did a good job of mixing up when to try and pressure him and when to stay back. The result was not always a sack, but there's times that we had him running backwards and throwing off his back foot and being knocked to the ground. There was five or six times that happened. Now, he threw it 62 times, so there was a lot of attempts. But once you start to look at the numbers, we see where we forced them into 80-something plays. And we had 54 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 88-55.
So what that means is that was the opposite of what it was in the last game for us because we were able to get some big plays. We kept them from getting big plays, so they were on the field more, had to play more. The longer you play, the better chances that you can force them into turning the ball over. And that's what happened. And we won the turnover battle. We were plus two. We won special teams yardage. We had the advantage in return yardage.
Yeah, big time.
We had I don't know what they had penalty wise. I know that we were 27 yards, and I can't remember what they were.
2 for 23 for Oklahoma State.
So
2 for 20 for them. So
both teams played very disciplined and fundamentally sound in that area. But we won the turnover margin. We won the big play battle, and that forced them into a lot more football plays. And we were able to hold the ball at times when we needed to, and allow our defense to rest. And you know, it was ingredient for a good game for us. And, you know, they had a really good setting there. What does that place hold, 58 or 60?
61.
So there were 61 there. I mean, when I looked around, I didn't see any empty seats. And it was homecoming, right?
It was.
Yeah. So they had it. You know, they had a good setting. And I was excited for our team because we had our backs against the wall a number of times, and the guys went back out on the field and ignored the conditions and just went out and made plays, particularly late when the defense intercepts the ball when we go out to try to stop to win the game, and we ended up not functioning very well on offense. And then the defense had to go right back out again when we missed the fourth down. Ball's at midfield against an offense that's had a lot of success this year. You're on the road. The crowd's excited. You know, at that point, if you just look at the game from a fan's perspective, we had our backs against the wall based on the way that transpired.
Right.
You know, we kind of put all our eggs in one basket, and we ended up a half yard short. Different than what happened at Baylor last year, kind of the same concept, and our guys were able to get an interception and go right back out and stop them, and that's the first time that we've been able to do that in a while, and hopefully our players learn from that and ways to finish games. When we got into the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, it was the first thing that I thought of is that, you know, it'd be nice to finish this game and play sound and function in all three phases, because we really hadn't in league play. Against Kansas State, defensively, we were kind of shutting them down the whole game. This one was kind of going back and forth, and we needed to finish, and we did. So that was good for the players, and they worked hard. We challenged them during the week. I challenged them, and I said they needed to work harder this last week than they did the week before. Just focus on the things that you can actually control and push yourself. The coaches need to work harder. Players need to work harder. And let's see if we can get results. And it worked out good. So that allows us to coach them more.
Sure.
And you know, that's the one thing in coaching is you can coach as hard as you want when you're doing winning and doing good. If you lose a few, you got to be careful how you coach them.
Yeah.
That's just human nature. You know, a lot of us are on edge. So it worked out good, and the players are obviously in a good mood today. We had meetings a couple hours ago. They're still over there meeting, and then we had practice tonight at 7 o'clock, and see if we can get some work done, and then day off for them tomorrow and rest and watch tape and so off and get back at it on Tuesday.
You know, if you don't mind, you know, going back to the fourth down play, you know, there's roughly 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. It's a fourth and one at the Iowa State 48. If you make the first down, you basically can run out the clock. When you get into a situation like that, what things factor into the decision that you have to make? Is it something that you try to think about ahead of time to sort of play that out? Do you have to go off of feel? I think people are just curious about the mindset of a coach, because those are hard decisions, and yet the game kind of just hits you in the face. What do you go through? What things do you evaluate when you make those type of decisions?
Well, both things you mentioned. Going into the game, you know what their strengths are, what your strengths are, and where they could be vulnerable or where we could be vulnerable. It certainly matters, in my opinion, whether you're playing on the road or at home.
Okay.
And then how the momentum is in the fourth quarter. And then the last thing is the experience you have at the quarterback position makes a difference. So in this case, We had to get, it was a yard and a half, and we had to get a full yard and a half. I think we ended up a half yard short. So you know, for me, it's okay. Are we going to try to get a yard and a half and end the game? Or do you punt to the to a certain extent, one of the best throwing offenses in the country this year on the road?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, okay, let's see if we can get a yard and a half. We didn't. But our defense came out and made a play. So the clock wasn't really a factor. Because if you punt to them with that amount of time,
they got plenty of time.
That's not a factor in college football.
Sure.
You know, the NFL, the clock never stops. In college, the clock stops on first downs, and it's easier to control the clock. So even though it was late in the game, it wasn't. It was either, hey, we're going to win this thing, or if you punt to them, the time's not a factor. You had to stop them either way. And obviously the difference is you know, you would have, you know, they'd had the ball in the 20 instead of the 50. That was the difference. But the defense saved us and made the plays in the end, and it was nice for the team.
I'm assuming you have to sort of read how your defense is playing as well in that situation. I mean, you guys are playing well. Do you even ask Coach Knowles on the headset, are you okay? I mean, do you bring others into the decision-making process, or is it at where you have to be the CEO and say, I just got to make this call? I mean, how does that work?
Well,
just curious.
Know, I wouldn't put that on those guys. you know, that's
why you're the boss.
I have to do that on my own, and I have to have that feel. And there are times, I'll say, hey, Sean, or when Yurcich was here or whatever, you got a play. Is there a play you feel good about on this? Most of the time they do, because they've already coached it and they've worked it during the week. So, they feel good about
it.
And then I have to not get influenced one way or the other based on what I think is best and the momentum and the feeling with the game and things like that. But I make those decisions, and those guys don't need that. They don't need to have that on their shoulders.
Don't need to be messing with that.
No, so I do it and go with it, and they respond afterwards, no matter what, and go out, and Jim did a nice job. We didn't get it, and he went out and started calling defenses, and, you know, it worked out well for us.
You know, it's interesting. It kind of raises a question. You know, your coordinators – and the staffs, of course, you're involved in the game planning, but they're very vested each week in what is prepared and what's been practiced. And they have, obviously, a pretty good idea of what's going to work. Meanwhile, you're a bit removed from it. And no offense to any coordinator, but they believe in what they're doing. But you have to be the objective one, I would guess, who sometimes has to say, you know, I know you really like this, but I'm seeing it from a different perspective. I'm not sure that's the right choice. Is that how that works? Because you probably have to make sure you're removed enough so that you're probably not too vested in what's been planned so that you can make changes. Is that making sense, what I'm asking? Is that how it works?
Yes, yeah, it does. And coordinators sometimes get head over heels over their concepts.
Yep. I guess that's the point I was trying to make.
What they believe in. We all do that in certain things. And in football or in different things in life, we have standards and things we believe in. And coaches are the same way. And I've always felt like and said that, guys that I think are really good football coaches can make adjustments with what they believe in based on their personnel. And sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do is to make an adjustment, and it's a small change based on what you're comfortable with. You know, you're the term, you know, getting out of your zone and making sure that you're looking at everything. So that has to happen at times. But in most cases, I yield to them. So what I do is bring things to their attention. So I'm not a defensive scheme guy. I've not coached on the defensive side of the ball. But I know what concerns offenses and what offenses like and don't like. So I can go in there and say, hey, look, guys, if I was playing you, here's what I would do. So you just need to be aware of this. And the other team's coaching too, so they're probably seeing what I'm seeing. And then offensively, I have a lot of experience. Obviously, I've done it a long time, and so it's a little easier for me to go in and say, can we really do this? Is this possible? I mean, are we asking him to do too much?
Yeah, can this guy block this play, or can we do this or that, whatever?
I mean, it's not, you know, who's playing? And so that's kind of how it works. And I always try to be they have a job to do. And so I want to give my opinion and allow them the opportunity to think things through. But in the end, they have to do their job. And so they have to believe in what their schemes are for the week and what they're trying to coach. So I tell them when I go in those rooms, I said, now when I come in this offensive staff room or this defensive staff room, I'm just like you. I'm not a head coach, okay? Because it's not fair for me to go in there and lay down the ace of spades.
Sure.
So I say, look, I'm just like you. Here's what I see. Here's what I would do if I were playing you, or here's the things that I think are an issue. And I want to hear what you have to say. And they know me, and they know well enough that I'm going to listen to them and not, you know, trump them by being the head coach, because that's not going to make us better. I'm just giving you things that I see. And there's times they'll make adjustments, and there's times that they think they're right, and they'll go with what they think's best. And I think that's the way it should work. They need to take ownership in what they're doing. I can't do it. I don't have the time to do all that.
Sure.
You know, I mean,
that's why you have them.
I'm involved in special teams, and I try to help as much as I can on defense and offense, and I can't take it all in. And not many. I don't know that anybody can. So that's why they have to buy in, and they have to feel good about their schemes, and they have to coach what they think's best each week. So that makes us a better coaching staff.
I would guess that the comfort in communicating in those staff rooms, not just for you, but the entire staff, is critical, because if one person is contributing all the ideas, you're only as good as that one mind. I mean, it seems to me with your staff, there's a lot of dialogue and discussion, and it pushes everybody to be better. I mean, that, it seems like ideally that's how it works, is that you've got all these guys with different backgrounds, and the reason you have them, I would guess, is so you can parlay all those backgrounds into something that works. I mean, that's how it seems to work anyway, in the best of environments, but it's not always true in every environment, I would guess.
I would say you're correct. It is in ours. There could be places where there's coaches that play the trump card.
Yeah.
They have that right. They're the head coach. It's one thing that we talk to our players about, in that right or wrong, as coaches, this is what we think is best. We listen. We take input from the players. And then we make decisions, we go on down the road, we all work together. But then we have to say, okay, we're all on the same page, as you know. A good company is only as good as the workers that are there. And then we all buy in when we walk out of the room, and this is what we believe in. And so that's the philosophy that we use. And those guys understand it. And you know, even when we get the input from the players, you know, there's times we're like, oh, yeah, you know what, that's probably a pretty good thought. Or then it's our responsibility to tell them why we're not doing it, so
sure,
they understand. So they know that we're taking into consideration that things that they see.
Time for a break. We've got questions that have come in. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. It's the Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
When your air conditioner needs repairs,
you need Advantage.
When your water heater goes out,
you need Advantage. Your heater chokes in the fourth quarter.
You need Advantage.
If your air conditioner sounds like a truck dumping a load of rocks,
you need Advantage.
When you need plumbing, heating, or cooling, you need the best Advantage you can get in Stillwater.
For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem, and we'll also quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give you your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what you need to keep your home cool and comfortable, TempStar has it. From complete heating and cooling systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, we have everything you need to stay comfortable. That's why you should make TempStar your first choice for all of your cooling needs. Visit TempStar online at TempStar.com to find a dealer near you. TempStar, quality you can feel.
Oakley Fence is proud to celebrate 50 years of building quality fence and security throughout North Central and Central Oklahoma. We install fence for all needs, such as wood privacy, ornamental iron, and chain link, as well as gates and operators. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence professionals in North Central and Central Oklahoma for the last 50 years. When it comes to dining, Stillwater Country Club offers a winning combination. First, there's the outstanding food. Stillwater Country Club offers steaks, seafood, wonderful desserts, you name it. Their special gourmet dinners and the holiday meals at Stillwater Country Club are just fantastic. Here's something else to think about. Stillwater Country Club offers a peaceful, quiet environment even on OSU game days. It's the only restaurant on game day that offers outstanding food without huge crowds and a long wait. Stillwater Country Club, celebrating a rich history, embracing a bright future.
We continue from Slim Chickens. Remember, if you've got a gathering this weekend, maybe it's a tailgate gathering and you don't want to bother bringing all your stuff over, you can just give Slim Chickens a call and ask for the tailgate pack and they'll take care of it. It's a lot less hassle. Just give them a call here. Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. Ask for the tailgate pack or anything else you need. I mean, if it's 10 or 100, they can hook you up. So might do that this weekend when the Cowboys play TCU. Let's get to some questions, and one just kind of pretty simplistic. Why is spiking the ball by the quarterback to kill the clock not intentional grounding? That's just an exception, basically, isn't it?
That's a very good question, because it is intentional grounding. But the officials, the people who make the rules would rather the quarterback just throw the ball in the ground to stop the clock in a situation where they want to stop the clock, compared to taking the ball and throwing it over the head of a receiver that's over by the sideline, and then the officials have to figure out if make a judgment on whether it was close enough to him for a guy to be in the area.
Right.
So what they're taking out of the game is an official's judgment. They try to do that as much as possible. And that's why they just let you spike it, because they don't want to get involved in the game. You know, they already have so many different things now with the targeting and the back block on offense and the judgment calls. So they're trying to take the officials out of the game, which is a good thing.
You know, speaking of that topic, and I don't want to go too far down this road, but there were a couple of times yesterday where it looked like Purdy might have been on the borderline of intentional grounding. Well, you know, and it was interesting because he threw that one ball over the middle, and you're thinking, well, how could it be intentional grounding? But there wasn't anybody even close. It was weird. It's like, well, I know they don't want to flag it over the middle, but there wasn't anybody close to him. It's very strange.
I asked him three times, and one time I was pretty animated. And on that time, he threw the ball to the left, out of bounds, on his bench. And we had pressure on him. He was running backwards.
Right, right. Remember the play, yeah.
And I was almost certain that he was still in the tackle box. And they said no, that he was out of the box.
Oh, wow.
And so I said, okay. It looked like to me that he was still in the tackle box. And the concern I had was they came back over three plays later after the stop of a clock, and he said that the replay official said the ball was snapped on the hash and he threw it from the other hash. I mean, it's over with now, so it doesn't matter. You know, there's no reason to have a discussion, but I said, I know that's not true. But I have no idea what they're doing. So I haven't gotten all the way through the tape to look at it, but I was certain that a couple of those that he threw, he was in the pocket and there was not anybody near.
There's one in particular. The one you mentioned and the one over the middle just went into never-never land. I mean, there was nobody even close.
Right. So, but regardless, you know, it won't do any good now to have that discussion. It's over with. But during the game, it sure looked like he was just getting rid of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought, too, for what it's worth. Bryce Bray, someone curious about his situation. Do you have any update on his injury from yesterday or not yet?
Well, I won't know anything until tomorrow. Well, really Tuesday, because when those guys have a sprained ankle or a foot injury, they always put him in one of those walking boots.
Right.
And leave them in it and to reduce the swelling and so on and so forth, if there is swelling. Then they pull them out on Tuesday, and then they look it over. So we'll know a lot more on Tuesday.
Kind of while we're on the subject of officials, this has come in. How do you decide when to challenge an official's call? Do you get input from your assistant coaches, even from players? How do you go about that? I don't remember. Have you challenged more than maybe once since that's been implemented? I don't remember you doing it much.
The challenge is essentially out the window, because anytime there's a play that's debatable, they're looking at it at the facility, and they're looking at it in Dallas over and over and over. And so the referees will kind of hold the ball a little longer when there's a call that could be close. They'll just kind of hold it a little bit longer. And if you call them over, if you call a timeout and call them over and think about challenging a call, almost every time they'll tell you you're wasting your time. They've already looked at it four times.
There you go.
So they'll save you the misery. And they do a pretty good job of that. And they do it for both sides, for both teams, so they're fair. And the reason for that is because they don't want to slow the game down any more than they have to.
Right. That's why you don't see many measurements anymore. They just want to say, let's just go.
That's right. And so they don't want to measure much, and they don't want to review things. So when it's getting close to that, you know, if I walk down close to the official and he knows why I'm coming down there, he'll tell me they're looking at it right now. You know, and he'll say, they're looking at it right now. And basically, he's telling you they're not going to change it.
Right.
So that's why you don't get challenges, because there's no reason to burn your time out when they said, you know, they're looking at it. Coach, they're looking at it right now is what they say. You don't waste your time out. We're not going to change it.
No.
So.
Understood. Time for break. We're here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show, and more on the way. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Learfield IMG College.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
the passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
Hey, Cowboys fans, put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
There are 1,200 Oklahomans in our state that need blood each day. Get up, Cowboys. It's time to come together and save lives on campus during our Bedlam Blood Battle. Together, we're on a mission to save 750 lives during the week of November 18th through the 22nd. The locations include a Bloodmobile at the Student Union, the College of Human Science Building, or a Bloodmobile at Kerr Drummond. All donors will receive our one-of-a-kind Bedlam shirts and additional offers. Visit OBI on social media for more info.
Welcome back. Coach Gundy Radio Show here from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us. Let's jump into TCU. They beat Texas 37-27 yesterday. They intercepted Sam Ellinger four times. And Texas, you know, going back and just looking at the running play-by-play, you know, they did some things that will get you into trouble. When I say that, they extended a TCU scoring drive with, like, a personal foul. They gave up a touchdown on a third and 17. There were the things of that sort that happened. But, you know, TCU forced turnovers, and when they had chances to score, they did. Texas failed to score on some of their chances, and next thing you know, TCU wins a game. But generally speaking, what are you seeing out of TCU that gets your attention?
Well, defensively, they've been very stingy versus the run, which is what Gary's done for a number of years, and he's a very good coach, and they're going to play run defense. But, you know, they're going to mix in some zone coverage, and they're still doing a little bit of quarter stuff. Their safeties play a little deeper than they used to. Their linebackers are playing inside out. It's interesting. They don't play with a rover like a lot of the teams that we're competing against now in this league. But they charge, the defensive linemen charge up the field, and their backers are at their feet are at 3.5, sometimes 4, and they're downhill, which is like the teams that are playing with the rover. And the more you watch them, it's interesting, which is there's no secret. The backers on a pass play, they'll turn sideways and wall, and they won't let you in the middle of the field, which is essentially like playing with a rover, because they don't let you in the middle of the field. And the more I watch it, it's interesting. The concepts and how they get to what they want to accomplish are a lot like what we're seeing. It's just they're lining up differently. And then they're playing more man. Their corners are really good. They cover good. Their safeties cover, their corners cover. So they will challenge you more. They will try to bring five-man pressure, and they will challenge you more and play man coverage. Offensively, they're getting better. The quarterback is young, and he's coming around, and now he's making some plays. And the guy that, you know, they're wanting to rush the ball, and then they're throwing it a little bit. He had to throw it a little bit yesterday because they got behind. But the guy you got to stop is number one. He hurt us last year.
Jalen Reagor, yeah.
And this year he's returned, I know of two punts for touchdowns or a kickoff. I can't remember which one it was. I watched him. I know one was a punt. Maybe two of them were punts. And then I think he has a kick return against Kansas that he returned.
I believe that's right.
And then yesterday he had an 80-yard touchdown. And last year he hurt us on the twice. So they're playing good defense. Different philosophy than what we've seen a lot in this league in the last few years. Back to what he likes to do. Trying to rush the ball, and they'll hit you on some passes, and then you got to stop number one. He's the guy that makes their plays.
You know, you were talking about how good they've been against the run. Historically, when you've had success against them, is that one of the things you have to be able to do is establish some kind of run game? I think back to 16 specifically, when you really ran it on them down in Fort
right.
Worth. And they were beat up. They did not have their full defensive squad at that time. It was the end of the year, and they had a lot of injuries. But is that – do you have to find some way to get some kind of a ground game going to keep them from kind of teeing off on you, or no?
Well, that's every week. You know, we're not a pure drop-back passing team. We've – even when we've had the quarterbacks here that are still playing today – we've tried to stay as close to being balanced as possible, and at least certainly 70-30. And so that's always a goal for us, is to be able to stay balanced and find ways to rush the ball. Against these guys, it's more challenging because they're pretty good at it. Their run stoppage is good. They're aggressive, and they're physical up front. So that's the challenge for us, but we still have to be able to rush the football. It's you know, we're not going to be a really successful team if we're in a throw-a-thon right now. That's not what we do.
Right.
Well, two reasons. One, we've got a really, really good running back that needs to carry the ball. And two, our quarterback's a pretty good runner. He needs to carry the ball. Now, we got the ball outside to, I think, Wood Tylen have 8 catches in that last game.
Yes.
So he got his number. And then you're going to mix in some others with Braden and Wolf and Stoner and Jordan and those guys. You know, just based on how they play you, what your options are and where you can go with the football.
Braden Johnson, you mentioned him. He had a touchdown catch yesterday on the screen pass for 50 yards and played a lot of snaps yesterday. I don't know the exact number. I would guess he probably played more yesterday than he has all year, just guessing. He seems to have really come along. Talk about his progress. What have you seen?
He's made really good strides. His first couple years here, it was quite an adjustment for him. Accountability and discipline and structure and all the things that some young people takes them a couple years to figure out. And he's a real success story for coaches. He's guys that are like him that they go through a time where they're not sure that college football is for them and college is for them and structure is something that they think about. And now he's very reliable, and he's starting. So you see a pattern of the basic core values that we have in our program, and that once they accomplish that, then they'll start showing up on the field more because of that. And that's what he's doing. He's just now kind of coming into his own. He's handling his business off the field, and he's not stressed all the time. He's not overwhelmed. And so you're seeing the effects of it on the field, and he's becoming a pretty good football player for our team.
Fans, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters this weekend by breaking out the Tostitos. And the Mike Gundy Radio Show is brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Cowboy Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. Back with more after this, live from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We continue from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Gundy radio show on this Sunday night. Glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy football with OSU head coach Mike Gundy. I feel bad I haven't even brought this up yet, but you basically huddled the entire game on offense. I'm trying to remember the last time we've seen that. It's been a long time, but it seemed to work.
Well, it was good for us, and it allowed us to keep our guys fresh. We've been beat up a little bit on the offensive line, as you know, and so those guys didn't have to play as fast. We knew that they were going to stop the clock a lot by throwing passes. So we tried to limit the length of the game, and it worked out good for us. I thought the orchestration and the execution by the players and the coaches with it was pretty good. And we were able to function and at a slower pace, but we were still able to run the offense that we felt comfortable with for the game.
You know, and I guess it's another example of adjusting to your personnel. We were just having that discussion earlier in the show. You kind of evaluate, and maybe it takes several games to figure out exactly, okay, what's this look like in a game in real time? And then you adjust and you make the most out of what you have and put them in positions to be successful. But that's a process, I would guess.
You're exactly right. That we're learning, as you know, as people don't really want to hear it, but we're learning about Spencer every game. There's his emotions were better in this game than they have been in the last four or five games. So that's a plus. They should get better each game.
And you think the huddling helped that with that son?
Very well could have. And here's what's interesting. He played on the road in front of 61,000 people, and they were screaming and all that, and he was fine.
That's good.
You know, at the time he threw his interception, he came off and he knew exactly what he did and what he should have done. So, and he was clear. His attitude and his body language on the sideline were very positive. So we're learning more about him as we go. And we can talk about it all we want, guys, but people at this level in high school and in the pros, you go as your quarterback goes. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you just watched the game here where we finished, and I just watched this TV here at Slim Chickens, and Tom Brady won again, and the other guy was Mayfield, who's the first player picked, and he made some, you know, he made a bunch of mistakes, it looked like, here, when his numbers, the other guy didn't. That guy won, and so in most cases, that's the way it is, and as we learn and get to know Spencer better and things that we feel like that he's that he can accomplish to give us the best chance to win. The interesting side of it is practice is one thing and a game's another. Now, we need to practice hard and we push hard and we stress the players to try to get a good idea, but it's not the same. And there's been several things that we've done this year that I felt really good about him going into the game, and in the game he didn't execute very well. And I don't know why. People say, well, what happened? And I said, well, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, we would have stopped it before it happened. And then there's some things that I was concerned about that he executed and did really well. It's just young people. And so part of coaching is just trying to come up with those schemes and concepts where we think it gives them the best chance to be comfortable and have success. That allows us to flow as an offense when he's comfortable and he can delegate the ball based on what coverages are, whether there's pressure or not. And we're still learning about him.
Coach, we appreciate the visit. Congratulations again on the win yesterday. And looking forward to this weekend as you head into the home stretch with three of your last four at home. So that's a good thing.
You bet it is. That'll be fun.
That's Coach Gundy. Glad you're with us here tonight as we wrap things up here at Slim Chickens. And let's remind you that the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. You can shop the largest, best selection of Cowboy clothing and gifts at the flagship location in the Student Union or at any of their Boone Pickens Stadium locations. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. We'll wrap things up after this from Slim Chickens. It's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up at Slim Chickens, and remember, next time you shop at Stillwater, stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. So the game plan is this for the week. We'll have our basketball exhibition Friday night from Gallagher-Iba Arena. Tip off at 7, pregame coverage at 6. And then Saturday, it's Cowboy football against TCU. At 12:30, it's Dion Amade, Clint Chelf, and our host Adam Hildebrandt from the Stonewolf Casino in Pawnee. They'll kick things off at 12:30, and then They'll pass it off to us. Robert Allen, John Holcomb, and I, and Brent Lockhart in the stadium at Boone Pickens. And we'll go full bore starting at 1:30 with a kickoff set for just past 2:30. And again, Cowboys have three of their last four at home, likely to be favored in three of their last four. So, boy, you kind of forget. Oklahoma State in the first 2 months of the season played five of its first eight on the road. That is not an easy task. That's over. Now three of four at home. Have a wonderful week. Stay warm. Jeez. Winter is here. And a happy Halloween as well. Be safe. For Carsten Melton and Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunsiker. Thanks for listening. It's been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.